Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
There's too much at stake. And don't tell me about Christmas. I understand Christmas. I have been a senator for a long time. I've been there many years where we go right up to Christmas. There's 10 days between now and Christmas. I hope I don't get in the way of your Christmas shopping, but this is the nation's business. Act,
says the Vice President, Joe Biden, on the air here. He says Congress has to get to work. They have too much to do. Too many pieces of important legislation to deal with before taking off for the Christmas holiday. Number one on this week's Talk Radio Countdown, the tax cut debate and other things going on or not going on in Congress, as the question of whether or not the lame duck Congress can get anything accomplished, things falling apart all over the place, whether it's the tax cut debate, don't ask, don't tell, the earmarks in the spending bill, you name it. They've got it before them. One of the pieces of business that has been taken care of, actually, in the House, gave the folks there gave final approval to the $858 billion tax deal negotiated by the White House. The final vote was 277 to 148, had almost equal numbers of Democrats and Republicans in support of the package, which includes a two-year extension of the so-called Bush-era tax cuts that are set to go bye-bye at the end of this month. Also extends unemployment benefits for the next year or so, 12, 13 months. Cuts the payroll tax by 2 percentage points for the next year. Restores the estate tax at a lower level, the death tax, and continues a series of other tax breaks. So we have the usual argument and have heard it all week long, back and forth. The Democrats say, we got to tax the rich. We got to get them. Republicans say nothing doing. Here's Congressman Peter DeFazio appearing with Elliot Spitzer and Kathleen Parker on CNN. DeFazio says that behind the scenes, the president was telling lawmakers that if he didn't get his tax deal through, he couldn't get reelected.
The president's making phone calls saying this is the end of his presidency if he doesn't get this bad deal. I don't feel that way. I think this is potentially the end of his possibility of being reelected, and it's a trap. It's a trap on Social Security and on progressivity in our tax system, and a tax on huge cuts to programs we care about, because this adds $500 billion to the deficit next year. And then the next year, the new Republicans come in, whoa, we got to cut the heck out of everything, because we have a $1.7 trillion Obama deficit. They won't be talking about their role in creating that.
Congressman, I could not agree with you more in terms of what you just said. I've never seen anybody as effective at lobbying for George Bush's economic policies as President Obama. And here's my question to you. Have you gone to the White House to say, look, you're now creating an additional trillion-dollar deficit over the next 2 years. Where are you going to cut next year's budget? What are you sacrificing? We need to know what trade-offs you're making, because that really is the policy choice they're making.
I don't think they're thinking that far ahead. They're just focused on getting this deal done. They're scared to death that middle-class tax cuts expire on the 1st of January. Guess what? That's next year's taxes. We could take care of that the 1st, the 2nd, the 3rd week in January. We could take care of it any time next year retroactively and take care of the middle class. But they're rushing this through as though Armageddon happens, and the only Armageddon is for unemployed people, and that shouldn't have even been part of this deal, shouldn't have even been on the table. Should be a no-brainer that we're going to extend unemployment benefits, and I can find a way to pay for it if the Republicans insist on that.
Congressman, I want to back up a minute to something you said a little while ago. You said that the president had called people in the House and said, look, if this doesn't go through, it's the end of my presidency. Who did he say that to?
I won't name the members, you know, because they said this to me, you know, I mean, not for public disclosure, but I've talked to at least one member who had that call.
You agree with that?
I think it's the opposite. If we were taking, you know, if this was effective investment to put people back to work, different than the Bush tax cuts, different than trickle down, different than Larry Summers, borrow and spend for consumption, buying goods made in China. If it was something different than that, and we were borrowing the money and it was a real investment, it was really going to put people back to work, I would be the person who would be standing there fighting with them. It isn't that. I believe 6 months from today, people are going to say, where are all the jobs?
Where are all the jobs? Where has all the money gone? We could get out the old Peter Pan and Peter Paul and Mary song, or who they did Where Have All the Flowers Gone, along with a lot of other people. Where have all the jobs gone? The ongoing debate in Congress is the focus in this hour of the Countdown as we review what's going on News Talk radio and television stations with programs that we monitor around the clock here. So let's keep going. The debate, you understand. The other side, here it is. We have both sides presented in all of these discussions. This is Senator Jim DeMint speaking with Greta Van Susteren on Fox. He admits that he's trying to stall the legislative process as opposed to rushing through some of these important bills, which he says nobody has read.
In front of you, another topic. The thing that always disturbs me is that things get voted on that don't get read. First of all, what is that?
Well, this is the omnibus spending bill.
When did you get it?
We got it, I guess, yesterday afternoon or sometime yesterday.
Have you read the whole thing?
No, and no one will read it. There's no, impossible to read. Just the earmarks, Greta. Over 6,000 earmarks in small print on pages. Just billions of dollars of giveaway. This is what the last election was about. America doesn't want to do business this way anymore. This includes legislation that shouldn't be in the bills, and we're doing it again right before Christmas. We're supposed to, by law, have this done before October to fund our government. But right now we've got some stopgap continuing resolutions to fund the government, and now they're trying to pass this horrible omnibus, over $1 trillion, thousands of earmarks. I can't believe anyone would vote for it.
All right, a couple of things. Why can't you guys do your work on time? Why couldn't you do this before the new year started on October 1? That's the first thing. And secondly, even with regard to the tax cuts, everybody's known since 2001 that's going to expire at the end of the month. You guys wait till after election to spring that on each other and on the American people, like the tax debate.
Well, we tried to handle this. I brought up a continuing resolution, long-term, that would take us all the way through to the new Congress, but the Democrats killed it. And the same with continuing the same tax rates. We brought up several times in the last few years to continue the tax rates so that we wouldn't have this brinksmanship that the Democrats are playing. Again, they're trying to create a crisis that we have to pass something before we leave, and they expect us to pass something we hadn't read.
Who has read that?
No one has. Hundreds of staff have put together pieces of it. The appropriation committees, 12 of them, have put together pieces of it. They just threw it all together. And what we need to do is have a resolution that funds our government at the current rates until the new Congress
well,
gets it.
Actually, you guys all need to do your job on time, to tell you the truth. I understand the sort of the stopgap, but the American people say, look, we have to do our jobs on time. You know, and there's no budget, number one. This is supposed to be done before October 1st. That hasn't been done. Now it's dumped on everybody the night before he's supposed to vote on it, and it's absolutely absurd to think that anyone would vote yes or no on something he hadn't read.
I mean, this is why the Democrats were just voted out. This is the first time since I've been in Congress, House, or the Senate that we hadn't had a budget and we haven't passed our appropriation bills. It's just a terrible thing, and we shouldn't be doing it at Christmas, but I'm just trying to run out the clock on this bad legislation so that they can't do any more damage before the reinforcements get here in January.
800-510-8255. All right, we're going to have fun with this. I know some of you are chomping at the bit. Frank, you're in Oklahoma, and you have a case to make for us, so we're happy to listen.
I believe that our lame duck Congress in session right now is doing nothing more than insulting the American people. It's very clear that the people spoke in November, and Congress is not listening to them. You know, the question is, I don't think it's a question of what they're doing. I think the question is, that the American people need to ask is, why do we have a lame duck Congress in the first place? If you go back in history, you realize that the reason it was established is because transportation was so poor back then that it took sometimes months before our congressmen could get back to organize a new Congress. Why do we have it now? Why do we allow? We're allowing this to happen. It's not needful. And every time this issue comes up, everyone that calls in, it's always me. You know, how does this affect me? I don't get what I need. We need to wake up and realize that the democracy was never intended to give anyone a living. It was to enable each of us as individuals to use abilities that we have to provide our own living.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Number four, the discussion of all of the controversial earmarks in the big spending bill. A couple of thousand-page omnibus spending bill funding the government headed for the Senate put lawmakers from both parties on the spot over this practice of earmarking, which they put up the money for projects, pet projects. They say, oh, no, we can't do that. $1.2 trillion being spent. The package unveiled by the Democrats includes thousands and thousands of earmarks and comes to, what, it was just after the election a month or so ago. The bill's earmarks cost about $8 billion of your dollars, tax dollars, even though an $850 billion tax cut plan has been passed by the Senate. What's the story with this on the other side? Here's Senator John Thune calling out Senate Democrats for trying to jam through a bill filled with all this junk.
I want to start by saying that there is an old way of doing business and a new way of doing business. And what Senator Reid represents is the old way of doing business. The Democrat leadership in the United States Senate this year, and the House for that matter, failed to pass a budget. The Democrats have failed to pass a single appropriation bill through the United States Senate this year. And now they are trying to jam through, at the end of this year, a 2,000-page, $1.2 trillion package that was written behind closed doors. The American people rejected this way of doing business in Washington, and we rejected as well. The Democrats failed at their responsibility and are now trying to reward themselves with a pork-filled omnibus spending bill. The bill is loaded up with pork projects, and it shouldn't get a vote. The bill is crafted behind closed doors, and it hasn't gone through the proper oversight or the proper channels. The bill contains more than $1 billion in funding for the wildly unpopular Obamacare that voters clearly rejected in the November election. The bill contains pork projects for everything from salmon studies to improved grapes. Now, if there's anything wrong with those things, but it shouldn't come at the expense of bankrupting the country. So what we're here today to say is that we believe this is the old way and the wrong way to do business in Washington. We think that the right way and the new way is to fund the government into next year, get us into next year, and we can write a budget and we can go about doing this in the right way, in the fiscally responsible way, in the way that the American people want us to deal with the challenges that face this country, rather than doing the old way of Washington, doing this behind closed doors, doing it at the 11th hour, doing it with 2,000-page bills, and doing it in a way that lacks the transparency that I think the American people want and deserve.
How about the study in the earmarks to look at Canadian geese? That sounds like a pretty worthwhile way to spend your money, right?
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com. And listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
15%.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. The situation we find ourselves in is that we're now learning about this man, and we're learning about him through his friends, and the analysis paralysis continues. So what we're doing is bringing you some of the Sunday morning chat shows with a focus on him and his ability to deal with reality. From Fox Sunday Morning, Allison Camerata speaking with Judge Jeanine Pirro. Pirro says the law allows for anybody to make a complaint to officials if they have concerns about the mental stability of anybody they know, anybody.
Okay, so Geraldo Rivera just came on, and he had a file an inch thick from Pima County Community College about all the menacing behavior that Loeffner exhibited there. Should the Pima County Sheriff have known about those incidents?
Well, the truth is, Allison, that there is no requirement that university police, campus police, security police on any of these colleges communicate with the local police. And so what you have is this intersection which should have been crossed, but it never was. Had it been so, then they would have seen what happened in 2004, 2006, 2007 with Loeffner. Look, as a county judge myself, the police would bring someone in and they would say, Judge, we want him 7:30. It looks like he's a danger to himself or others. And
what then 7:30 mean?
Well, that's just in New York. In New York, it's a commitment. But my point is that every state in the country has the ability to take any individual before a judge. Arizona is even more liberal. Anybody can take someone in or make a complaint to a mobile crisis team, to the 911, and have the man or woman examined to determine whether or not they are not just a danger, but in Arizona, whether they have problems and should be committed.
But meanwhile, the Sheriff's Department did release a dozen documents that they themselves had had encounters with Jared Loeffner or his family. Now, granted, these encounters were for things like public drunkenness,
right,
possession of marijuana. None of these things say mass murder.
Mm-hmm.
But should they have done something more when they start to add up like this?
Well, you know, if a normal person, if the students, the teachers at the Pima Community College knew that this kid was a danger or knew he was a problem, they were afraid to turn their backs, they said you can't come back without some kind of mental health release, then I would think that the sheriffs might be able to track someone, especially someone who clearly has a reputation in the community. But this comes down to whether or not anyone can call and have someone committed in Arizona you can. The college, with all due respect, should have. I mean, I'm surprised they took the steps they did. Most colleges wouldn't. But they were afraid of him. He could have been committed. He could have been evaluated. And, you know, unfortunately, it's a missed opportunity. My concern is the guy was able to get a gun when there were these concerns about his mental health.
Yep. I think that's pretty much everybody's concern. Judge Pirro there with the same concern everybody else has. 800-510-8255. Okay, so let's fill in the blanks a little bit here by listening to some of Loeffner's friends and associates, starting with Bruce Tierney, who talks about that message that we broadcast a few minutes ago, left with him before the shooting.
It was all in past tense, you know, and it sort of bothered me how he said, you know, we've had good times. I was afraid that I was going to wake up and find out and see his name in an obituary in a couple days.
All right, let's see. Here's another friend, Tyler Conway, discussing the poetry that Loeffner used to write.
I started seeing a heavy influence of just chaos, just non-connective patterning in his poetry, just ranting or mixing of ideas. And I told him, I was like, could I read it? And I find nothing. It's like nothingness to me. And he was like, exactly, you know, that's where the meaning is. Yeah. People are going to say he doesn't believe in anything, but it's not that he doesn't believe in anything. He literally believes in nothing, nothingness.
What do you believe really went on? And have you ever known anybody that was like this guy Loeffner? We all, I think, pretty much have known or come across someone, whether it was when we were in school. Even the people that are bullies, sometimes those who are bullies, sometimes those who are bullied turn out like this. I know somebody in my class who was like this. 28 past the hour.
Don't let the quest to keep warm this winter turn into a fire safety hazard. With wintry weather and chilly temperatures come increased safety risks within the home. In fact, the National Fire Protection Association reports that 82% of all house fires, over 66,000 each year, are caused by portable space heaters. These fires will destroy $1.1 billion in property, cause 1,660 burn injuries, and be directly related to almost 480 fatalities. To make your home safer during the winter, look for new improved heater models. Supplemental infrared zone heaters like those from Sunheat are ideal for homes that put safety first. Sunheat heaters have been tested and proven to be unable to start fires while effectively using infrared heat to warm 800 to 1,000 square feet. They produce no harmful emissions and are safe around children and pets. And remember, when using any heating equipment, always follow all safety instructions provided by the manufacturer. Go to sunheat.com to find a dealer near you.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like I always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Like to sample a new sugar-free Luden's Wild Cherry Throat Drop?
Oh, gee, sugar-free would never be as good as a Luden's I grew up on. Oh, this is good. Reminds me of winters on Lake Minnewawa. When I'd come in after a long day, Mom would give me the Luden's Wild Cherry to soothe my scratchy throat. This sugar-free is like Lake Minnewawa all over again, yeah?
New Luden's Sugar-Free Wild Cherry. Soothing great taste just like the original. Luden's, it still works wonders.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Jesus directed.
A couple of more pieces of the pie to put together, and then we'll start taking your calls at 800-510-TALK. Clay Cowart, who's in charge of social media, is going to work with us on the Facebook comments regarding his mental state, his being Jared Loughner. For those of you who are just joining us, we're wondering about how it got to the point where it is, and you'll find the state apologizing or trying to lay blame on somebody else. The lawyers are going to lay blame on the state. They're going to say that this all should have been caught by the system. The system is faulty, therefore he's not guilty of doing anything. You know, it's the same old drill. 800-510-TALK. Howard Kurtz speaks here with the veteran news anchor Bill Curtis. Curtis speaking publicly about his late son's schizophrenia after seeing a lot of similarity with the Jared Loughner.
How difficult was it for you to go on the air and talk about this?
Well, it kind of came out, frankly. We're beyond emotion, if you will. I felt that I could draw parallels, if you will, and be able to look at it from a unique perspective, because I was seeing all kinds of similarities. And, of course, he has to go through a psychiatric evaluation. But there are commonalities, a rejection of authority, marijuana use, strange thoughts, ramblings, both in video and writing it down. The use of inappropriate smiling and laughing, as if there is a third party in the room and you and he are the only ones. My son said, Dad, you know, you talked to me over the television and radio. And I said, well, that's my job. He said, no, when the television set is off.
I see. Why did you feel before that this was just too private to discuss?
I didn't want to exploit it. Primarily, I felt that my son should have that decision. If he wanted to talk about it, he should. It's a stigma. If he didn't want to live with it and everybody pointing fingers at him, he shouldn't have to. Now I think it's time to remove the stigma and let people know that they are not alone. That's certainly been the response that I've gotten from essentially 3 seconds of mentioning his name and the fact that he was schizophrenic and the fact it's not their fault. We should all come forward. It is clear that people, first of all, don't understand. To me, this isn't about political rhetoric. It's not about access to a gun. Those things should be examined, of course. This is about mental illness. This is about a young man who was struggling inside, rejected by the military, rejected twice in trying to get... He was trying to have a normal life, and he was caught in a cage.
And yet, obviously...
In a different direction, tragic direction.
So there's anchor Bill Curtis talking about his own son who had schizophrenia. There are, as you listen to him describe his son, pretty eerie similarities, are there not? Here is, from CNN, Candy Crowley speaking with Congressman Tim Murphy and also Congresswoman Grace Napolitano. They are the co-chairs of the Congressional Mental Health Caucus.
Congressman Murphy, in your former life, you were a child psychologist, so you come to this with a good deal of expertise as well as a politician. There is no constituency here that votes, and isn't that the problem?
Well, actually, the constituency are the parents, those with mental illness, and everybody else in society. This is something we have to pay attention to. Look, as we're trying to piece together what happened in Arizona, unfortunately, people are going at the low-hanging fruit, and they're blaming a political discourse, which may have some role in the underlying aspects here. But we also need to look at, I mean, there'll be other things that come out, the music, the video games, the social ways that people handle anger. But it goes up to these other levels, too, in terms of, are we acknowledging and appropriately treating mental illness? And in a case like this, are there also aspects of drug abuse, which, by the way, are the most predictive of violent behavior? Now, members of Congress hopefully will be motivated by this, as will people in the state houses and state senates, to look carefully at their mental health systems and their involuntary commitment system laws and make some determinations. Do we need to do some things so that these things can be prevented in the future?
Congresswoman, to be totally honest here, there's no more money in the budget, and I find impossible the notion that state houses who have cut billions nationwide out of services for the mentally ill, or that the federal government is going to pony up any more money.
You are so right, and unfortunately it's not something that we focus on or that brings votes, as you've heard before. These youngsters don't vote. The parents, there's not been enough cohesiveness to be able to say to them, treat it like the illness it is. You do diabetes, you do asthma, you do heart disease, but you do not do mental health. And unfortunately, that has been the case for many, many decades. And I think we need to begin to impress upon both the state and federal governments the urgency of this. Because every time there's a tragedy, there's a lot of hoopla for a month, 2 months, dies down, goes away, everybody forgets about it, and we're on to the next thing.
Well, there's certain truth to that. That's Grace Napolitano, one of the co-chairs of the Congressional Mental Health Caucus. And yeah, that is what happens, isn't it? No matter what the issue, whether it's this issue or other problems that we have that we're trying to deal with, you hear the hoopla, you get upset about it. The gun thing is another part of the mix here. There are going to be people that are adamant about changing our gun laws so that we don't have the large magazines, and then the NRA and the other groups that are gun supporters will get in. And Congress is so afraid of doing anything that gets in the way of the NRA or the gun lobby in general that nothing gets done. That's why we have these problems, because those groups are too powerful. The lobbyists who have too much money and too much input. It isn't balanced. The input is not balanced. 800-510-8255. Emil, listening in San Francisco, what do you make of all this?
Cause, in my opinion here, of this tragedy, all points towards the mother and the father. The mother and the father, for all these years, obviously, they abdicated their responsibilities to do the right thing, to make sure that their son had the right direction and the right mental health care, but they did nothing. And at no time during this, since the ambush, have I heard anyone really say that it was the mother and the father's responsibility to activate and trigger all the help that this particular crazed individual needed for all these years, 22 years. Where's the mother? Where's the father?
All right, Emil, you made your point. I disagree. I've heard a lot of people asking questions about the mother and the father. 800-510-8255. Greg, you're up next. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air on the countdown.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
All right. How about you?
I'm well, thank you. You know, everybody has a mental illness, and they want to deny it or not. Everybody does. Smoke, drink, drive, whatever. I agree with the last caller. It was the family. The family could have stated him into an institution or counseling or anything, even a destructive. If I was at home and I was destructive at college, my mother would have sought reason why. I disagree with you on this point, and I thank you for letting me air.
You disagree with what about? What did I say that you disagree with?
That you didn't think it was the, that you heard a lot about the parents being told. I've heard so much about the state.
No, that's not what you know. Wait, hold on a second. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm, you're referring to some different interpretation of what I'm saying. I'm looking for something new here. We've, for the last week, heard, I've heard on this program and other programs, whether other programs that I do, other programs that other people do, plenty of people call in with regularity. It has been a constant theme since the beginning of the discussion of this issue. Where were the parents? This is not the first time we're hearing it. This has been something that's been part and parcel, and it's been appropriate. That the question is, where were the parents? But that's not anything new. That's the point I was making, Greg. Thanks for your call. 800-510-8255. More calls focused on the reality of his mental health and why he wasn't captured, caught by his own parents. Parents will tell you, oh, they love their children, and they wouldn't want to do anything to hurt them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the system is a complete failure, not only in Arizona, but pretty much across the country. That's something else that we'll toy with. Then somebody want to have a bill that'll spend more money, that won't do anything more. We have facilities, tremendous facilities, and lots of professionals who are involved in this. The system doesn't want to screen out. It doesn't want to. It's the same as our concern about the illegal immigrants. Nobody wants to profile. If somebody's acting like a nutcase, then they ought to have attention. But that's profiling, and people don't want to profile or don't want to be accused of being a profiler, if you will. That really is the gist of why more of this isn't done. They don't want to profile. 800-510-8255 as the countdown continues.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare off. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Go to ZegridOTC.com for coupon savings.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
We here on the Good Day program have been talking a lot about the healthful benefits of probiotics over the years. Our friends at Digestive Advantage, who make Sustanex, now have a formula to help you with a wider variety of gastrointestinal ailments before they become a problem, instead of treating the after effects like so many other brands do. You know about the special probiotics that are in Sustanex. Well, add to that. Digestive Advantage, unlike other probiotics, survive passage through stomach acids to grow in your digestive tract. Digestive Advantage also helps break down complex carbohydrates, which when they go undigested, trigger digestive problems. You know the story. Gas, bloating, diarrhea, those things. And with a strong immune system and with Digestive Advantage, you don't have these problems. So right now, get a 30-day supply for less than $10. That's right. The other comparable products are $20 and $30 a month. $10 a month for Digestive Advantage, available at drugstores and supercenters like CVS, Walgreens, and Target.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Don't you people knock?
Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
800-510-8255. It's 14 before the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits each day and through the weekend. This is a two-hour daily program, 3 hours on the weekend, reviewing all of the big talk radio items, talk television. We review a number of stations around the country that are doing talk radio, and we monitor both sides of the cable shows that are presenting discussions of these issues. So now it's your turn. David is in Pennsylvania, and he's wondering out loud.
Good morning, Ed. I have a little bit of experience with mental health issues because my wife suffers. My major question is this, you have to be a danger to yourself or others before you can be committed. It took a long time after I realized my wife was mentally ill until she was able to be committed and get some help. Now I'm unemployed and she doesn't have health insurance, but fortunately we have caring people here who make her medication possible for us to afford. And I like I said, my main point is we should figure out another way to have people committed before they become violent. That just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, there's a lot of this doesn't make any sense, David. Thanks for your call. 800-510-8255. Laura, you're in West Virginia, and you would like to explain your thoughts.
Hi, and I really want to thank you all when I turned this on this morning. This is the major issue I feel is behind what happened in Tucson is the lack of any follow-up and medical treatment for this young man. And I've experienced my ex-husband in and out of the West Virginia mental health system because he does have some income. Although he is now qualified as incompetent and disabled, he owes over $60,000 in medical bills. It's $750 a day when you're voluntarily or involuntarily committed to our state mental hospital. And so he is right now in a facility in Ohio that is a therapeutic farm community, and doing the best he's ever been, and it just shows the difference in treatment. And one of the problems that you just touched on was when he has come back out into the community, there's no follow-up care. He goes back off his meds, starts drinking again, et cetera. And similar to Mr. Lofner, he's had a lot of animosity towards local public officials. And that lack of anybody at that college, you know, making any recommendations or follow-up, just letting him fall through the cracks. Something like this could be averted in the future if people really do potentially keep their eye out for individuals like this.
Taking responsibility and not being a rat, two things that are hard sometimes. Brenda in Virginia, hello.
First of all, I'd like, of course, to express my condolences to anybody affected by the shooting in Arizona. First off, there's not a scintilla of evidence that that has occurred. No emails, no literature, no books, nothing. So that is not the problem. The issue is late in the 60s and into the early 70s, this country went to a policy of deinstitutionalizing people with mental illnesses. And they said at the time, we will be setting up all these community centers to medicate these people that are presently in institutions. That is what needs to be reversed. Not speech, not gun laws.
All right. Brenda makes clear her feelings. What about yours? 800-510-8255 as the countdown continues.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video which you can watch online for free detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish. M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, Clay, up after we listen to Jackie, who's in Dallas, relating to the Loeffner family.
I would just like to say my mother was a paranoid schizophrenic, and I grew up watching the system work with her. And what people don't realize is these family members of this young man, they are caught up in the nightmare. They're part of a crazy world. And when someone in your family has paranoid schizophrenia, they don't recover from it. They have good days and they have bad days. And until you get the medication and help, you're living in the nightmare that they have. You love them, but you become part of a dysfunctional family. The state of Texas is a disaster when it comes to mentally ill people. The way we would actually receive treatment after they passed the laws where a family can't go and say, we need help, put her in an institution until you get her medication straightened out. The only option you have is the emergency room, and you have to go, it has to be a big disaster, she has to create a scene, it has to be a big problem before you can get sent. And then when you go to a behavioral health center unit, it's good for 30 days. At the end of that 30 days, they're going to release that person, whether they're hallucinating or not, and you're right back where you started.
800-510-8255. Clay Cohut in charge of our social media on the countdown. What sort of comments on Facebook are you getting regarding this fellow Loeffner's state of mind, Clay?
I just got a couple comments here. One user, Cherry1779, says, Loeffner should have been committed and so should chronic DUI/drug users be forced into rehab or et cetera just for society's protection. And then the other comment I got is from Paints Nature, who says, Arizona has a law that would have permitted anyone to petition the state to intervene and do a mental health evaluation on Loeffner. It's a shame no one intervened.
Yep, I agree with that. Those are two good comments, Clay. Thanks. George is in Washington, District of Columbia, listening to the Big Talker 1580.
I'm an avid shooter. I have guns. I will always own guns. And I go to a shooting range in Virginia, and I will tell you I feel the safest when I'm at that shooting range. People are very civil to each other. and I've never experienced any problems at all. I think there were plenty of warning signs with this young man. I think whenever the Army rejects a 22-year-old man at wartime, that's the biggest flag that any of us need. I absolutely don't think gun laws should be changed. I have guns. I know lots of people who have guns, and I've never had an issue. Keep in mind, people that are going to be affected by these law changes are the law-abiding. People who, your criminals and your deranged types, they don't care anything about laws. So when you change these laws, you directly impact law-abiding American citizens. So no, I don't think that we should change any laws at all. Guy should never have been allowed to have a weapon. He was clearly unstable.
Amen to that. We're hearing that a lot, and it's the appropriate way of looking at it from my point of view. 800-510-8255. Kimber Streeton is following us on Twitter. Thank you for that. Bruce is following us on the phone in Connecticut. Let's get to his thoughts.
You know, the one observation I have of that's bugged me from the beginning here, as soon as facts started popping out on this, is here's a guy who showed up at class. People were scared to death of him even being in class. He had run-ins with the police for drug paraphernalia. He was reportedly making threats about other people, and somehow this guy was able to pass an insta-check, which I'm going to assume was delivered in, you know, good faith by the gun seller. It's a bit irresponsible of his own community that people who were exercised enough to write emails to each other about how scary this guy was, and for, you know, police officers to be involved with him, and for him to have had something that looked like a criminal record, even if it was rather minor, and nobody put anything together to bring mental health professionals into this thing, which might have thwarted him at the gun store. Representative King wants to ban weapons from 1,000 feet of a public servant, as if this guy was going, oh, well, there's a law against me bringing this Glock within 1,000 feet of Representative Gifford. I better think twice about killing her.
Rory in North Carolina.
Hi. It was not rhetoric that ripped a hole in that little girl's chest. It was a weapon made for gangsters alone. There is no good reason, no remotely good reason for anyone, not even the military, to have an... This is an easily concealable machine gun pistol. The fact that this country cannot do the simplest, courageous thing and not prohibit the sale of this like any other civilized country has done. We buy 2/3 of Glock's murder machines.
We wonder, don't we? We're all wondering about that. Doug Steffen here in the Countdown.